The seatbelt clicks. The meter starts. The city of Toronto is a grid of cold lights and wet pavement. I adjust the rearview mirror. My eyes are bloodshot. They are tired from 16 hours of driving. These hands used to hold a scalpel. Now they hold a steering wheel. A man enters the back seat. He smells of expensive gin and cold air. He gives me an address in Forest Hill. I do not look at him. I look at the road. I know every crack in these streets. I know the rhythm of the traffic lights. My mind maps the city like a brain scan. Left on Bloor, right on Yonge. My fingers tap the wheel. It is a nervous habit. I used to do this before a craniotomy. It kept my micro movements sharp. Now, it just passes the time. The passenger is talking on his phone. He is complaining about a delayed flight. He has no idea who is driving him. To him, I am a ghost in a high visibility vest. In Delhi, I saved 3 lives a day. I operated on tumors the size of walnuts. I repaired shattered skulls. People called me a miracle worker. Here, I am a 4.8-star rating. I am a license number on a plastic card. The Foreign Trained Doctors Act was supposed to help. It was a promise on a flickering television screen. They said the wall was coming down. They said Canada needed us. But the paperwork is a mountain. The fees are a desert. My medical degree is a piece of paper in a frame. It sits in a box under my bed. I drive past Toronto General Hospital. The emergency lights are flashing. I feel a pull in my chest. It is a physical ache. My hands tighten on the wheel. The passenger yells. I missed the turn. I apologize. My voice is flat. It is the voice of a man who has learned to be invisible. I make a U-turn. The tires hiss on the asphalt. My back hurts. It is a dull, grinding pain. I am 50 years old. I should be at the peak of my career. Instead, I am hunting for surges. I am praying for tips. I am calculating the cost of gas against the cost of rent. The passenger gets out. He does not tip. He slams the door. I pull away before the door is fully latched. The next ping comes immediately. It is a pickup at a dive bar. I want to go home. I want to sleep for a week, but the bill for my daughter's tuition is due on Monday. The woman at the bar is leaning against a lamppost. She looks pale. She is holding her head. I pull over. She crawls into the back. She gives me an address in Scarborough. Her voice is thick. She says she has the worst headache of her life. I watch her in the mirror. She is squinting at the streetlights. She winces every time we hit a bump. "Are you okay?" I ask. "I'm fine," she whispers. "Just a migraine." I look closer. Her left eyelid is drooping, just a fraction of a millimeter. Most people wouldn't see it. I see it. I see the way her hand is trembling. I see the slight slurring of her words. "This is not a migraine. I know this symptom. I have seen it 1,000 times. It is a subarachnoid hemorrhage, a ticking bomb in her brain. I am taking you to the hospital," I say. "No," she says. "Just take me home. I can't afford an ambulance." I look at the GPS. Her home is 20 minutes away. The hospital is 5 minutes away. She closes her eyes. Her breathing is shallow. If I take her home, she will fall asleep. She will never wake up. If I take her to the hospital, I am breaking the rules. I am not a doctor here. I am a taxi driver. I have no authority. I turn the wheel. I head toward the hospital. "Hey," she moans. "This isn't the way." "Trust me," I say. My voice is different now. It is firm. It is the voice I used in the OR. I drive fast. I weave through traffic. My hands are steady. The fatigue is gone. The adrenaline is a cold fire in my veins. I reach the emergency entrance. I jump out of the car. I open her door. She is barely conscious now. I grab a passing nurse. "Aneurysm," I say. "Third cranial nerve palsy. Left side." The nurse looks at me. She sees a man in a rumpled jacket. She sees a taxi driver. Sir, you need to move your car, she says. Listen to me, I say. I grab her arm, not hard, but with intent. Dilated pupil, knuckle rigidity. She needs a CT scan now. Go. The nurse hesitates. She looks at the woman in the seat. She sees the drooping eyelid. She calls for a gurney. They whisk her away. A doctor comes out. He looks young. His coat is crisp. Are you family? He asks. I'm her driver, I say. You saved her life, he says. How did you know? I look at my hands. They are shaking now. The steering wheel has left a red mark on my palms. I guessed, I say. The doctor looks at me for a long moment. He sees the way I stand. He sees the way I watch the monitors through the glass. You should apply for the residency program, he says. We need people who can make quick calls. I look at the for-hire sign on my dashboard. I think about the box under my bed. I think about the wall of bureaucracy. I'll think about it, I say. I get back in my car. I drive away from the hospital. The sun is starting to come up. The sky is a bruised purple. My phone pings. A pickup is waiting at the airport. I accept the ride. I straighten my vest. I check the mirror. I am a neurosurgeon. I am a taxi driver. I am a ghost in the machine. I drive into the light. My hands are on the wheel. They are ready for whatever comes next.